Hi. So here's my thing. I've always been very gay. You know, everybody looks at me and says, yeah, there's a gay guy. You know, like, I've always, or they've said, he's gay. You know, like, that kind of thing. And in a way, you know, that's great. That's terrific. Because I am gay. But probably not really in the way you're thinking. You know, like, I just moved in with my girlfriend recently. And, you know, I've been gay for a long time. I've been gay since I was, I don't know, a teenager. And the thing is that actually I've been a dyke for like a long time. I was, in some ways I guess I am, but the thing is that like I started taking hormones about, what was it? It was October 20th. And since then, my life has just kind of changed because before what it was is that I had no choice about being out. When I walked down the street, people would say, oh, okay, there's a dyke, you know? That's just how it was, you know? And other dykes would acknowledge my presence. And when I was in college, my friend Leanne, who had a similar presence about her, we were driving through rural Virginia, and there was this dyke squad hanging out in front of the McDonald's. And we noticed them. We were like, oh, we should stop. So anyway, we had to use the bathroom, and you know, we're walking in, and they look at us like this. We look at them like that. And you know, they acknowledge you're part of this tribe. And I've never been able to be not out, ever. And so now that I look like a guy, and when I say I have a girlfriend, people think I'm straight, or they think I don't know I'm gay. You know, this presents a problem for me. I feel like I can't really tell, I can either disclose that I used to be a woman and they can understand what I might have been like. I mean, I looked exactly the same, except I have a bigger neck, you know, like, and my hairline's receding. I mean, other than that, I look exactly the same. And I guess what I've been navigating is what is the difference between being a masculine woman and being a feminine guy? And where is that? I mean, I was an electrician as a woman. I was an electrician on construction sites, and now I'm considering going to nursing school. So, you know, I feel like there's this gray area that I'm inhabiting, and I'm having to thrash my own path. I'm having to figure out, you know, what does this all mean? And I feel like the only way I can really genuinely connect with people is if they know who I am. And I'm not about, like, forgetting the past. I'm about, you know, living now, living for tomorrow, all of that. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, when do you tell people? You know, if you want to be friends with someone, when do you tell them? So, you know, I had been sitting next to this girl in my anatomy and physiology class, and we talk all the time, and I like her, and she's about my age. She seems open-minded. I invited her here. I don't think she's here. But I was like, you know, I'd kind of like to hang out with her sometime, you know? I mean, I'm not hitting on her, because I have a girlfriend. I just want to be friends. And so I was like, I kind of have to tell her who I am, right? I was like, I think I do. In order to be her friend, I kind of have to tell her. So I'm in anatomy and physiology, and we're watching the teacher present the reproductive system. And I wrote on a little note, and it said, Amy. I'm not just an effeminate guy. 6 months ago, I used to be a girl. I'm transgendered. And I know this is very dorky, I recognize. But, like, I tried to make it kind of funny. I was like, so, Amy, can you keep a secret? She's like, yeah, okay. And I hand her this note, and she looks at me, and she's like, I'm thinking, well, actually, I should back up and say, I was thinking to myself, she must already know, right? She sees right through me. She must know exactly what I am, right? Because, like, I'd only been on hormones a few months. I was thinking, there's no way I passed, right? No way. She must already know and think I'm being stupid. And so I hand her this note, kind of half hoping she already knows. And she looks at me, and she's like, huh. And I'm like, what? I guess that means she already knows, right? No. No. And so about like 10 minutes later, when another break, when the teacher's, I don't know, erasing something off the board or something, I was like, so you already knew? She's like, you mean you were serious? I was like, yeah. She's like, I thought you were just being an asshole. So anyway, the point is that she ended up being really sweet, and like, I really like Amy. She's awesome, and she had lots of questions, and you know, honestly, I can understand. I mean, I think I would have lots of questions. And now, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what this all means. You know, how do I figure out what kind of guy I am? You know, I'm told, you know, guys do this, guys do that. And I do things, and I'm a guy, and I guess what I've decided is that I'm going to tell the people that are important to me, you know, who I am, and or just people that I think should know. And I don't want to be someone who has a big secret. I just want to figure out what kind of guy I am. I want to be the kind of guy that that likes to hug and gives other people hugs and is not worried about people finding out who I am.